Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. But we're going to be shifting from mind power to coffee power today. Yes, coffee power, which, oh, so many of you listening, you've got to have that hot cup of Java in the morning. Espresso businesses are everywhere. In fact, I wonder how some of them even survive, because it seems like here in the Pacific Northwest, we have them on every other corner. And the baristas are out there, and they love their work. And they love the drink. So Americans have a true love affair with coffee, and it's been around for a long time. And my guest today, Cal Ori, who is one of these women that just has this absolute passion for researching things. And you say, check out honey, or check out vinegar, or check out this, that, or the other. She'll say, sure, I'll do it. And she compiles more information than you could ever imagine. And she did that with coffee. Cal, welcome to the show. I love the healing power.
Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Now, the healing powers, I didn't say it right. The healing powers, you put it in the plural. Now, in this book, in each one of the books that you've put through, Cal, you have always done so much research. And one of your quotes that you have by J.S. Bach, the coffee cantata, how sweet coffee tastes, lovelier than a thousand kisses, sweeter far than Muscatel wine. Well, I can imagine somebody listening to that saying, he's got to be kidding. Better than Muscatel? Oh, no. But this really is how some people feel about coffee. This is an incredible industry. Why was it that you decided to research this, Cal? There are so many people that are saying coffee's bad for you, which I've always known is nonsense.
Right.
But they have all these attitudes. So what was it that stimulated the interest in coffee?
Well, actually, my last book was The Healing Powers of Honey, and I thought tea would be the next book, but my editor, it was his idea, why not coffee? It's getting such a bad rap, and I thought, well, that's my second choice, coffee. Actually, after all this research, 300 pages, you're right, I can't believe I did all this. Had to be the caffeine and the coffee. Coffee does have a world of health benefits that amazes me to this day and will amaze the reader. It's just so many good things. Coffee is more than just caffeine. But caffeine does have its perks, without a doubt.
Very true. And it has been around forever. I know there's the old legend about the goats doing the happy coffee dance. Of course, that's Donna insert, but that a shepherd noticed that these goats were really frisky after they ate berries on a bush, and we don't really know who decided to roast them and, you know, toast them, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, and then put it through a grinder and create coffee. We actually don't know, because it goes back so far. It goes way, way, way back. What is the earliest record that we have on coffee?
It's thousands of years, maybe 5,000 years, but again, it's a bit scanty in research on that, but it does go back, like you said, to an Ethiopian goat herder where he was working outside, and he noticed his goats were very frisky one day, and he was observant and looked at the down on the ground and saw the coffee bean berries, and he put two and two together, and then he tried it himself, and then, you know, the rest is history. It just went on from country to country around the globe, and, of course, the energizing powers of the coffee bean plant. Who doesn't want it? I mean, it can boost your mind, body, and spirit. And throughout the centuries, people have noticed that. But even today in the 21st century, there's just amazing home cures and health improvements from coffee. Mm-hmm. And again, I just want to reiterate, it's not just the caffeine. However, we can talk later about the home cures. And caffeine is usually often one of the main compounds that gives you the good things. It's the mm-hmm. antioxidants in coffee that we can talk about later.
Well, I think that so many times we are grossly ignorant about many things. And it's so easy. People mm-hmm. go through fads. Oh, this is bad. It's sort of like the wonderful, wonderful food, an egg. Oh, my goodness. That got blasted, cholesterol producing, all this ridiculous nonsense. It was myth. It wasn't fact. When that's one of the healthiest foods you can ever put in your body, it's one of the best, you know, proteins. I'm digressing for a minute. But it's the same thing with coffee. People get on these tangents, and I don't know why, but it just seems to be a factor. Well, we're going to make this bad for the next 15 years, and then we're going to go, oh, my goodness, guess what we discovered? This is really good stuff. Coffee is something that I think, with or without sugar or cream, it has, as you said, so many good things. So I want to bring out something about the coffee industry. And this was a fact that I was partially aware of, but not to the level that you stress in your book. It's one of the biggest commodities in the world. And
right.
What's the history on the commodity? What is it? What positioning is
well,
it?
Well, it's number two, and oil is number one. So, and Brazil is actually the largest producing, country in the world, and the only state that produces coffee is Hawaii in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, getting coffee, Kona coffee, is extremely pricey. I was comped coffee from all around the world. I was a spoiled girl for a year. It was amazing.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, I know. I had a wonderful stash. And it is a myth. You can freeze coffee. It's very mm-hmm. controversial, very debatable between coffee roasters. But you can imagine, if I'm receiving all this coffee every week, how can I drink it all? And I'm not going to throw it away. So I did freeze it, and you can do that if it's
absolutely
freeze popular. Yeah.
I've done it for years. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker. My husband loves his coffee, and he has particular brands, and I loved the information on the brands because one of them, when I was on in the South, 8 o'clock coffee, I was in the South, and I'd never heard about 8 o'clock coffee, and it's one of the biggest companies for coffee itself, and I brought home some of that coffee. It was chocolate cherry, that I'll tell uh-huh. you, because my husband, those are two of his favorite combinations, chocolate and cherry. And he said, oh, my goodness, this is wonderful. And they only produced it. They only produce it at a certain time of the year. So there's a very small window when you can get that combination. Mm-hmm. And I buy the whole bean. And I've done this, my goodness, for so many years, put them in the freezer, then I'll take a batch out, I grind it fresh, and then that'll be stored because he drinks coffee on a regular basis. But the flavor stays. And if you
right.
keep it in the freezer, and again, I like the whole beans frozen, and you can take them right
exactly.
out of the freezer.
Exactly, that's the best.
Pop them in the grinder.
Before I started this book, I was just, I can't believe it, a year ago or more, I was just an instant Folgers girl. I mean, just my one cup of caffeine and it was a done deal. But now I've graduated to a coffee snob. I definitely have the grinders, plural, thanks to Coffee.org. They were so good to me. And I definitely grind my beans and there is such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, you know, I have been a Starbucks girl living at Lake Tahoe. I mean, we have our stores, and it is nice to have a barista make up a special drink for you. But doing it at home, it is healthier. And forget the sugar, forget the cream, forget the flavorings. If you have a good roast, and I use organic milk, 2% reduced fat, you know, for the calcium, it's the healthiest way to go. Mm-hmm. And, or black, if you can do that. Either mm-hmm. way. And I do favor the flavored coffees, I must say. But I have been spoiled with just awesome, you know, roast from like Colombia, Brazilian coffee from all different countries that aren't flavored that are just as good. And oh, the aroma and the taste, the smoothness, and some of them, you know, are very low in acid. Mm-hmm. So once you get a taste of really high quality fresh coffee, you can't go back to the instant stuff. Unless,
absolutely,
I do have
true.
Instant coffee, if there's a disaster like an earthquake or a power outage, something like that, of course I will drink that. It's good to have on hand, but it is not something that I wake up to or will have in the afternoon.
I remember, and the experience was never duplicated. I was a young girl. I was about 9 years old, and I was taken to one of these parties that at a woman's home. My mother took me with her because she obviously couldn't get a babysitter. But really, it was just all a group of women, and there was this great big percolator or brewer that you see at parties and gatherings where they can brew large amounts of coffee. And I can remember seeing that for the first time when I was that age, and I was allowed to have some of the coffee. And to this day, I have no idea what this woman had brewed. But it was black, and I tasted it, and it had the most delicious flavors that I'd ever tasted in my life. And I said, this is heavenly. And I can remember many, many times as I grew up and as I became an adult, I would have coffee, and I'd go, I don't know, this just doesn't taste good. Just doesn't taste good to me. And there came a time when it was no longer any good. Of course, that was just something that can happen with someone. But I always have remembered that, and I absolutely adore the wonderful, I'll call it the perfume of coffee, because there's something about it when you have a freshly brewed cup of coffee that is so aromatic. It's wonderful for conversation, and that's why the coffee houses in Europe, I'm so glad we finally caught on here in the United States, and I think Starbucks has gone a long way to encouraging that, because we have more and more of European-style cafes where people can get together and chat, and if they want coffee, fine. If they just want to sit there and chat, they can do that too. It's a wonderful environment. So the Europeans were way ahead of us. And I look at this, and when I was going through your material, you give a history of coffee going back to the Ethiopians and talking about the Arabs and then the African tribes. And there was a German physician, Leonard Hard Rau Wolf, who was writing about the benefits of coffee and becoming big in Europe. And you go into how in New York, coffee replaced beer. This was in the 1600s, and I loved that one. I thought, boy, those beer lovers, at that time, beer really was like a real beer. But that was a fun piece of history. How did coffee replace beer in New York?
No answer to that, but you did. You definitely captured what I wrote, but I was really captivated by the 21st century cafe culture, how it differs from country to country. If you look at that, and you know, in the Arab world, Turkey coffee houses, Australian cafes, China coffee house chains, French cafes in Singapore, each one of these coffee shops and coffee houses are different. Very different. Like in the Middle East, coffee houses, it's a gathering spot for men only, where they actually get together mm-hmm. and they drink tea or coffee and listen to music, read books, play chess and backgammon. In the United Kingdom, coffee drinking in the UK is often found at chains like Starbucks and in the Coffee Republic. And it's the young professionals who gravitate to these places because coffee, you know, gives them that pick me up so they can keep on working. So mm-hmm. I find it fascinating now, as much as in the history, what you pointed out. But coffee, it's a mainstay. You know, it's been around forever. But in the past 20 years, we actually have hard-hitting, groundbreaking studies by scientists proving to us that it does have health benefits. And so many people still don't get that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and let's give out a few of those details. Joe Vinson had made the statement, coffee is our number one source of antioxidants. Now, he's from the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania, and to everyone's utter astonishment, and this is what I love about communication today. There's all of this information that you can find on the Internet, but how in the blue blazes do you know how to locate it? Well, you put a lot of this in your book on coffee. He said in 2005, the average American consumes most of his antioxidants from coffee. They analyzed over 100 foods and beverages and compared the intake of these foods to that of the diet in the United States, and the top ranking winner of antioxidants, coffee. Woo-hoo! That's going to make a lot of people happy today.
Yeah, that interview with that doctor, he's very well known. It was an exclusive interview just for me, even though it had been past research. But did you see how interesting it is that I asked him the question, well, what about decaf coffee? Because even though I don't prefer that, a lot of people do for various reasons. And decaf actually has the antioxidants, a little bit less, about 20% less, but you still get the good perks. Plus, in the research studies that other scientists do as well, he's not the only one, it shows that both decaf and caffeinated coffee do have the health perks for, you know, health improvements. So both coffees, both type, can be good for you.
Well, I know that there's been concern about the chemicals used for creating the decaffeinated coffee. And I find that that's an interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. I find it fascinating that in the lighter roasts of coffee, there's actually more caffeine than in the darker roasts. And don't ask me why. I would have thought it was just the other way around.
That's what I thought. And, oh, gosh, 15 years ago, I guess I'd kind of dabbled in the good stuff 15 years ago, and then I went back to the instant coffee. But 15 years ago in the Bay Area, I used to go to Starbucks and buy bags of coffee. And I remember I asked one of the kids that was selling the coffee there which one has the most caffeine. Because I was a budding journalist then, and I just wanted that, you know, caffeine can give you brain power, obviously, and keeps you going. And they told me then it was the lighter roast, not the darker roast. But mm-hmm. in this book, I did, and in my research, I did discover there's a debate ongoing right now whether it's the dark roast or the medium dark roast that has the most antioxidants. And you'll find that there's studies showing that they both have the good disease fighting, age defying antioxidants for you, the things that can help stave off you'll be less likely to get cancer or heart disease if you get the more antioxidants you get. So while the jury's still out, you know, do you go for dark roast or do you go for medium dark roast? It's kind of, you know, try both. I mean, there's so many different varieties. Try both. And so then you're covered, basically. But again, roast that has more caffeine.
Cal, don't you think it's a matter of taste? And if you really are honest with your taste buds, your body will tell you what's going to work best for you. And I think you're going to get the antioxidants, whether you drink the light or the dark or anything in between. It's what tastes good to you. That's what fascinates me about coffee. I think it's sort of like tea. With tea, the darker is the stronger caffeine. The lighter is like your green tea, which comes out in my taste buds like water. So I don't enjoy that very much. But with the coffee, you're going to get the benefits. It's there. They are there. It's something that is not bad to take in. Now, of course, if you're drinking one cup of latte that has 5,000 calories in every cup, well, then that's going to be a negative because you're taking in calories maybe you're not using. But if you really enjoy coffee, it is wonderful to have.
It's kind of like dark chocolate, a good analogy. 48% cocoa content dark chocolate is good for you. It's much better than milk chocolate, even though milk chocolate does have some benefits with the calcium in it. But if you can graduate, and it is an acquired taste for some, from 48% to 60%, and then on to 75% if you can tolerate it. I prefer 60% cocoa content and my dark chocolate, but it's the same thing I believe with coffee. The lighter roast I probably would stay clear from if I had my choice. But then I'm going to contradict myself. I'm going back to tea. Chamomile tea is my favorite choice because it calms me and I love the taste. It's kind of bland, but with a little bit of honey, you get the antioxidants. But, of course, it's been proven that black tea and green tea have more antioxidant power. They're better for you, much better for you than chamomile. Chamomile has its place for its calming effects, and it does have anti-inflammatory benefits. So I believe that the lighter roast, it does have benefits, like you say, especially fresh roast coffee. But if, as far as the studies show, it is the medium roast and the darker roast that do have more of an antioxidant punch. So if you have your choice and if you do like it, then I would say choose those.
Right. Now, I want to share with the audience one of your recipes. You have a barbecue sauce recipe, and the reason I'm thinking about sharing this is right now in the state of Washington, we have one of the biggest fairs in the country going on. It's starting today. It's the Puyallup Fair. And so one of the highlights of this fair, of any fair, is barbecue. And I said, all right, let's talk about the barbecue sauce recipe you've got in here, because this is for chicken primarily, but I guess you could use it on beef, or I think it'd probably even be better with pork. But you need 2 to 3 pounds of chicken that you're wanting to barbecue, 2 cloves of crushed garlic, 1/2 cup of molasses, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 1.5 tablespoons of dry mustard, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of Worcestershire sauce, salt and pepper to taste. You're going to need 1 cup of finely chopped onions and bell pepper, 1 cup each, 1 cup of catsup, that's what you're going to need, and then 1 tablespoon of Tabasco sauce. Yes, that's heat. You could add more, use less if you like. 1/4 cup of white vinegar, and then 1/2 cup of your favorite blend of your coffee. 1/2 cup of coffee. Now, I have never seen a barbecue recipe with coffee in it. That is just amazing to me. You combine everything together. You simmer it. I'd say put it in a crock pot so you can just set the dial and leave it alone and just let it do its own little flavor marriage there, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. But you let it cook. So you're doing it on the stove for about 1 hour. It's going to get nice and thick. You let it cool, and then you put your chicken in it, marinate it for 4 hours, preferably overnight, and take it from there. You say it's also good with fish. But who would have thought?
I was thinking that when you were saying the types of protein, I was thinking fish. I don't really eat poultry, and I don't eat meat since 30 years, but I could see this on fish without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Yes, we should give credit to Chock Full of Nuts. They were very generous to me, a large company that's been around forever and ever, since I was a kid in the 50s. But it's amazing that I learned that coffee can definitely be used in entrees. People think only in cookies and cakes, you know, mocha cakes and cookies and espresso sweets, but coffee is actually used in entrees, and it's quite popular, and it definitely gives it a kick. Not just the caffeine, mind you, but the taste.
Now, there's different coffee brewing methods that you talk about.
I'm glad you talked, yes.
Yeah, this is very, very interesting. You have the brewing methods, and I'm going to cite them. Filter drip, the cold press, the French press, the vacuum pot, the Middle Eastern way, the percolator, the Keurig K-Cup home brewer, and the coffee pod machine. And I'll tell you right now, those coffee pod machines, I don't like them. I don't like them at all. And especially if they're set out, it just takes so cotton picking long for things to get done. I am an advocate for, and this is just my bias, the French press, which we have used for years, and the flavors of coffee are just the oils, everything that would make it bitter are put at the bottom of the pot. So it's just our personal preference. And then you have all of this information here, but I really like the French press. I use it for tea as well. Because
you know, Donna, it's funny you say that. I almost bought a French press. I was ready to push that button on Amazon. I was ready to do it, but did you see I have pros and cons of each brewing method, and I think I mentioned eight of the popular ones. There's a few more, but this unfiltered coffee may raise cholesterol. Now, I don't think I have a cholesterol problem, but I don't want to have one. So it's unfiltered coffee that can cause a problem, and that kind of steered me away from it. Say again?
I said fiddle-dee-dee. I don't buy into that. I really don't.
Well, you don't drink that much coffee. Now, if you were to drink, let's say, you know, actually scientists are saying men can drink up to 5 cups of coffee per day if they don't have heart issues, and it definitely can help stave off developing prostate cancers. There's been studies to prove that. So, obviously, a man wouldn't want to use the French press 5 times a day, or he's going to could have some cholesterol issues down the line. I do favor the Mr. Coffee, the automatic drip. It's easy. I have tried the, the pod brewer, which is fancy and clean, very clean and quick. I like my Mr. Coffee. I really do. The filter is automatic.
Well, it's not just that. And I know I have a bun coffee maker, which I think is awesome because you can, you know, you've got the filters in, and that's true. But I really think that when you use those pod makers, if anybody is used to having a mug of coffee, you use your Mr. Coffee or you use your bun machine or whatever it is, you can pour yourself a full mug of coffee. You use one of those little pot things, you get, I know because I've used them for tea and I watch people with coffee, you get this puny amount of stuff, and I'm one of these gals, I want a mug. I mean, I go,
I
want to be able to have something in my hand that I'm going to be able to drink for a while.
No, I understand. I was just on a book signing at Barnes & Noble, and, you know, the whole hotel thing, and they had a pod, the pods. And it kind of reminds me of that, where it's like it's for a munchkin. You know, at home I have a 12-ounce cup of fresh brewed coffee in the morning, and I so enjoy that in my ceramic mug. So the pods, it's popular. I have to say pods are very popular, and they're clean. My brother loved it. I gave him all the pods, I mean boxes of pods. He just adored it. It's a preference thing. I'm also looking at the percolator type of brewer. Now, when I grew up, my parents used that. But again, it's unfiltered coffee, and so there could be a hike in cholesterol. I'm sure 1 cup a day or 2 cups a day, probably you're safe. But if you really are a coffee drinker and drink 4 to 5 cups a day and only use the percolator, the French press, just make sure your cholesterol levels are you know, good to go so you don't have a problem.
Well, with the French press, you can buy those filters. You can put them on there. You can get the filters for the French press, and that'll do whatever you're suggesting here. But I really think the disadvantage with the percolator is that it boils. When you use a percolator, I love the smell of when it's perking. Mm-hmm. That is just terrific, and there's just all kinds of way of doing it. But if it sits, it gets very, very bitter. It just gets very, very bitter. And
right, I'm reading what I wrote. If you don't like a bitter cup of coffee, you should cherish that steamy brew. This may not be your best bet.
Yeah, and that's
true.
Just, you know, don't waste your time with it because, one, it takes so much longer, and, two, you lose a lot of the flavor. It gets very, very bitter. Well, by the way, she has wonderful information on flavored coffee.
Oh,
and there's just so much there. I know we're out of time, Cal. My goodness, I'm even going to share one of your recipes in here if I have time today that's called an apple almond coffee croissant with a coffee glaze. Oh, does that have you salivating? I hope so. Cal, what is your website that people can go to? Because I know we're out of time.
Okay, it's www.calorey.com.
CalOrey.com. Check it out.
Correct.
She has so much stuff that's so fun and fascinating. And if you're a person that really wants to know the facts about coffee, her book, The Healing Powers of Coffee, you are going to be fascinated with. There is so much good information. Plus, as with all of her books, she puts in some awesome recipes, one of which I hope to share with you. Cal, it's been a delight. Thanks ever so much. Continued success, and let me know when your next one comes out. CalOrey.com.
Thank you so much.
We'll
Take
be back
care.
In just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hello, and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo. Today we have a guest, Michael Shane, and a week from tomorrow, Michael's going to be putting on a program along with Monty Burgess, and this is happening in Seattle, Washington, that deals with demonstration of intuitive and psychic skills. And with this program, there's going to be a fundraiser effect that is going to enable them to support education and classes regarding the development of one's intuitive skills. There's going to be a silent auction, wine tasting. This is going to be an event held on September the 15th at 6 p.m. in the Roosevelt Hotel in Seattle. Michael is with me right now, and we're going to be talking about his skills, his talents, and you're going to learn a little bit more about this man who has been gifted in a very exceptional way. Michael, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back on your show again.
It's a delight. Michael, when I was chatting with someone just a couple of days ago, we were discussing different aspects of abilities. They're described as psychic abilities. And you are a person that would be described as a trance medium, which means that you are not necessarily aware of what is going on and how you're being used as a medium, and also as an apport medium. For those that have never heard of this before, tell us what it is that you do and how you learned how to do it, because this is a skill that you had to be trained to be able to perform.
Well, I was basically born into it. I was born into a spiritualist church back in the 60s, and there was a gentleman there that did this very thing, and I thought it was a normal thing. You know, we would drive by churches going to our church, and I thought that they were, you know, holding seances and apportations and materializations as well. Of course, I learned different as I got older. But I started training this around the age of 3 years old by this gentleman until I was around almost seven. And then I started back up again at the age of 28. And what it is basically going into trance in a darkened conditions, and I bring through ectoplasm, which is why it's dark, because the ectoplasm dissipates with light. Communication from the spirit world, generally by the ascended masters, but we do have loved ones from time to time that will pass on messages to their loved ones that are in the physical. The apportation could be done in the light, which is what I like to do most of the time, because, you know, people have doubts. And though I'm no longer interested in proving myself, I've already played that game, I am allowing myself to be tested scientifically under controlled circumstances. But these gifts that come through, that's what I call them, gifts from spirit, are objects ranging from gemstones to coins, watches, other materials, from modern-day gold and silver coins to ancient Greek and Roman coins as well.
Now, I have been present at various demonstrations that you have done, and there's quite a bit of history regarding materialization. There are so many recorded, documented situations where things have been, I'll use the word, teleported from one position to another location. And of course, science has been wanting to do that. We've watched enough Star Trek through the years that we would just love to be able to do that, take ourselves from one point to another. And this is dealing with energy in a way that science still has not gotten their, I'll say, their minds around. It's something that they say, no, this can't be done. But you go into East Indian history, and this is something that there were those adepts, I'll use that term, that did this, but they said that this was something that you just have to really train. It's like any other skill. And I know your grandmother was very influential in your life. There has been, I'd say, a vacuum where there didn't seem to be very many people that were doing this. And now individuals like yourself, some of them are coming forward. And, of course, there's been fraud associated with this. And I know that's not the case with you, because you take all kinds of precautions. You're blindfolded. You're tied down. I mean, everybody sees what happens. But a lot of this was done and still is done in England, is it not?
It is. Mostly underground. They go through a lot of a different process than what we do. I mean, over here, when you have a channeler or a psychic on the stage, we sometimes ask the question, do you understand what I'm saying? If you do that in England, you're discredited right off the bat. You're supposed to do the reading from the loved one, and you're not allowed to ask questions to the person that you're talking to in the physical. You just say, well, I see Aunt Marjorie coming forth. She's wearing a red dress with a smile on her face, and you go on and on and on. But the minute you stop and engage in a conversation with the individual that you're talking to, then you're discredited. Same thing with the phenomena that I do with apportations. They require that the medium is chained, shackled, tied, and taped to the chair that they're sitting in. So there's no way that you can, you know, reach around and grab something or be influencing an object like a seance trumpet and stuff like that. Now, on February 1st of this year, at Camp Edgewood, I did an event where there was an attempt for me to bring through 1,000 gemstones and other objects at one time, which is the most that any one medium has ever brought through before. And it was a very successful evening, and I brought through 1,576 gemstones and gold and silver coins. And the reason why I'm doing this is not for the purpose of ego or showing off or, you know, look at me, this is what I can do. It's, in fact, it's a lot bigger than me, and it doesn't have anything to do with me at all. It's for the purpose of healing and knowledge. Mm-hmm. A lot of us find ourselves lost, especially these days, as things are really changing. And Master Katumi, you know, in that concept, says, you know, 2012 is an end, not of our existence, but of our old way of thinking and the old way of doing things. And that is really what is happening. All of our things that we have held on to in the past are coming to the foreground all at once for us to deal with, and we're like being inundated with this, and you get a bunch of people going, I don't know, I feel like I'm going crazy. And you've probably talked to people that have said that to you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all, you know, for a bigger and higher purpose. It will eventually go away. And next thing you know, you're living life under the vibration of happiness and balance and peace. Well, these gemstones are charged with energies from the ascended masters, such as a Jesus, a Saint Germain, Katumi, El Moria, Gautama Buddha, Lady Kuan Yin, and so forth, to help us integrate our healing process, the knowledge that we have missed, to access our cellular memory, to find this knowledge, and to help us find our truth. The organization that we've created, the Ascension Foundation, we practice and teach people to see and communicate to their psychic guides and mediums, master teachers, and so forth, because you know, it's kind of nice to have a confirmation from what you're being told from somebody else. But we also realize that what we teach over there is only a part of what is out there in knowledge. We're not looking for people to continue to come to see us, because you can't find your truth by only learning one modality. You have to go out there and find multitudes of information, and not just in this physical realm, which
leads me to your question.
In regards to, you know, apportation that's been going down through history, you know, we've all heard about Master Jesus and loaves and fishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was an apport, and look what it did. It fed people, giving them healing and joy and a non-empty stomach.
Well, and that, again, history is fascinating to study. And for any of you that are listening that would be interested in going to this wonderful event at the Roosevelt Hotel, it's going to be held a week from tomorrow, September the 15th, 6 p.m. Dr. Pat Pacelli will be the guest speaker. And then Michael is going to be giving demonstrations. Monty Burgess is also going to be giving demonstrations in mediumship, answering questions. There's going to be a silent and a live auction, wine tasting, and a lot more. Now, what I would encourage you to do is to go to the... Michael Shane has a website. It's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L. That's how he spells Michael, M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane, S-H-A-N-E. You can check out his website. For more information, you can call their 800 number, 508-6437. The cost per person is $75, and this is a fundraiser for their classes and their educational program. So give them a call, 800-508-6437. If this intrigues you, if you want to have a chance to talk to two people that are really going to be there, open and receptive to chatting with you about what they do, how they do it, the classes they offer, etc., why not check it out? So again, the Roosevelt Hotel in Seattle, September the 15th, 6 p.m. You can also email Michael at info@michaelshane.com. The cost per person is $75, and it's going for a good cause. Michael, thank you so much for being with me today. I know your schedule is busy. I appreciate your taking the time. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now. Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open. And if you would like to chat with me today, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Oh, I was going to share with you this recipe for apple almond coffee croissants with coffee glaze. You know, Cal does such a wonderful job with all these recipes. And I thought, how in the world am I going to choose out of all of these yummy things that she's put in here? Well, I did. I sort of closed my eyes and flipped the pages, and there it was. But before I do that, let me share something with you about the people that are coming to be on the show next week. We've got a wonderful, wonderful group of people, and I'm just so grateful that they're able to share with you some of their knowledge. Help, I'm raising my grandkids. Boy, has that become an issue. So many individuals in their 60s and 70s are finding that they're having to raise their grandkids. Now imagine that. You think you're going to retire and you're just going to sit back and relax. Well, ho, 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 now you've got to deal with youngsters that are maybe 4 or 5 years old, and maybe a little bit older. They might be teenagers. But all of a sudden, you are their parents. How do you work with that? Well, we're going to be talking with Harriet Hodgson and then Savannah Shadows. I don't know about you, but I love ghost stories. Savannah is loaded with them. And we're going to be talking with Tobias McGriff and then Gail Casper. on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about how you can be unstoppable. That's right. You need to know that whoever you are, you can create your own momentum so that you can achieve what is success to you. Not to somebody else, but to you. And today's historic interiors. Oh, this is going to be wonderful. Ashley Rooney has done such an incredible job of research on this. And every period of history, if you watch Antique Roadshow, you know that there's a certain style in this era and another in another era. Why do these things happen? What does it reflect in history? Louis XIV, Baroque style compared to the 50s, Art Deco, or the 1920s, I should say, Art Deco, and the 50s. Well, I think a lot of the stuff that was done in the 50s, yeah. Anyway, that's my personal bias, my 5 cents through it. But anyhow, there's beauty with every generation. But we're going to talk about that, what the history is on it. And then, abuses of power in education. Now, when you hear that title, you're going to have all kinds of imagery go into your mind. Well, Robert Rose is a man who was a teacher extraordinaire. This man is fabulous. If we had more teachers like him, I think our students' performance would be off the charts. I mean that sincerely. This is a guy who has a passion for it and who works with teaching. And I've known another individual who follows a very similar format as he did, and it works. I'm here to tell you it works. So we've got a tremendous lineup next week, and I do hope you'll tell your friends and you'll join me. All right, if you're salivating for that apple almond coffee croissant with coffee glaze, here we go. By the way, I have to tell you, Cal is fabulous at figuring out easy ways to do things. And in this case, you use refrigerated croissant rolls. You're not going to have to do the layering with the butters, ladies and gentlemen. No, you get your refrigerated large croissant rolls at your grocery store. You're going to need 4 Fuji apples peeled and chopped. Now, your Fuji apples have a lighter flavor, so that's why they're being used. They have a different consistency texture. You're going to need 3 tablespoons of butter, 3 tablespoons of butter, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, about 4 tablespoons of milk. And if you want to use low fat, use 2%. Do not use non-fat milk. Whole milk, you could use evaporated milk, you could use cream if you wanted. But you don't want to go less fat than 2%. You're going to need 1/2 cup of sliced almonds. Now, you're also going to have ingredients for your glaze. You're going to need 1/4 cup of honey. Orange honey is the best. 1/4 cup of butter, and that should be at room temperature. 1 teaspoon of instant coffee powder and some confectionery sugar. Okay, let's put this together. Of course, you're going to pop open your package of your store bought refrigerated rolls. Now, you need a flat working surface. You unroll the pre-cut 8 triangle-shaped dough pieces, and you want, on medium heat, have a saucepan, saute apples in your butter, your 4 tablespoons of butter, until they're tender. You then add your sugar and your spice. You mix it together. Now, you're going to put 2 dough pieces together to make 4 croissants, and you spread them with the apples. You roll it into the croissant shape. That's taking the middle point there and just rolling it up. You brush it with milk. You place each one on a ungreased pan. Bake at about 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes until it's nice and golden brown. And while they're still in the oven, while they're cooking, you melt your honey, the butter, and coffee to drizzle on it. Sprinkle it generously with almonds. Let it cool. And then, if you like, dust it with confectionery sugar. Wouldn't that be a great thing for a breakfast? Now, that's fast. That doesn't take a lot of time. Shortcut. Donna's shortcut. If you're really pushed for time and you really don't want to cook apples, then you might want to get canned apples. Mix your cinnamon and a little bit of sugar. If it's the unsweetened canned apples, the sweetened canned apples are good. Then you could use that. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could do. This is good. This is delicious. And I'll tell you, the Fuji apples, because of the delicacy and the texture, of the apple. It has such a wonderful, wonderful, compatibility for a breakfast croissant like this. Yum. Oh, my goodness, we're out of time. It's such a delight to share this with you, and I want to thank Calorie for being my guest today. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's exciting to learn new things. Learning should be a part of our life. You should relish being able to learn something, even if it has something to do with computers. I don't care what it is. Look at each day as an opportunity for you to find out something that you never knew before. And above all, be grateful because you live in a fascinating world, in an awesome place of experience that's going to give you opportunity you never thought was possible. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. So delighted you could join me. Live your life to the fullest. This day is your day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.